Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
18 minutes past 11. How's it going? I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. How are you doing out there? It is Friday. We're heading into a bank holiday weekend. I'm very excited. My God, do we need one? But first, you know, it's time to pause and reflect on the week. No, it's not the Angelus time, it's this time.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Tricked yous. So this week, my friend is TV presenter and Littlewood style icon, Nadine Reed. She's on the line. How's it going?
Morning, Jen.
Morning.
How are you doing, love?
Do you know what? I'm doing good. I didn't think this time around. I think we've renamed lockdown to hibernation because I don't like that word. So
Nice. I stand with that. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Lockdown is such a negative word. And look, we're just going to hibernate and get through this. But you family in every part of Great Britain and Ireland, how are they all doing in their various situations? How's everybody doing?
Oh, God bless you. Are we still saying Great Britain? I don't know about that.
Are we still saying that?
Is that still a thing?
Not so great Britain.
Not so great. But yeah, no. We're across all the aisles, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales via Jamaica. Like, we're all over the gaff. It seems to be a different experience for all my family. So my Auntie Catherine in Scotland, she's living her best life, going on beautiful walks and all of this. My mom is just avoiding everyone and everything and working from home in a little new office in the kitchen. And like, it's just different all over the place.
How are you getting on?
Do you know what? I'm absolutely grand.
Good.
I'm one of those that in the beginning I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? We're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, I literally was doing that screaming madness emotionally inside, obviously. And after a bit, I was like, well, you're kind of getting paid to sit down and stop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe just stop for a bit and just, you know, take a bit of time.
Because we have experience now from the last time. So we know we kind of know what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And now, speaking of work and making money for sitting on your arse and doing nothing, on Wednesday we were talking about OnlyFans.
have you got an account?
Well, no, I did consider it when I heard about how much money they're actually making. But listen, Lottie Ryan was asked to set up one just for her feet, and there's girls that are making 20 grand a month. Have you ever experienced any? Yeah, just for her feet.
20 grand a month, like really?
They're making crazy money, and there's a lot of Irish girls.
Fair play.
Yes.
Fair play.
Yes,
fair
because it's rethinking the sex work industry because they're doing it from the safety of their own house. They're in control. They don't have to walk the streets or go out or, you know what I mean?
So yeah, true.
There's a lot of positives. But then, you know, I mean, people were on to Lottie about setting up a page for her feet.
Well, I tell you what, Jen, right? I have received a bit of fan mail myself, right? So after my first sort of 6 months in expose, I was sent a postcard. It was a Guinness postcard. I'd love to know who it was from a distance. And the card said something like, congratulations, Nadine, on your new job. I enjoy watching you on the telly, something kind of like this. I'm paraphrasing. But then it said, you have an arse bigger than a small Irish county.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Wow.
So I remember thinking, is this a compliment? Should I be offended? I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Oh, you have
That's
to.
That's what I've decided to.
It's all about big bums. It's all about sure
it's all about big bums.
Girls are putting implants in their arses to get big bums.
Oh, yeah, now I wouldn't be going down that level. But a bum that's just been implanted by food, life, lack of exercise. I can do that. Do you think that would be a success? Successful OnlyFans account.
You would clean
Nadine's
up.
Arse.
You would, Nadine. I'm not even joking. You would clean up.
Well, I'm saving for a mortgage, so do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we can help get me money together.
Exactly, but you know, in the meantime, you're keeping that bum covered with clothes from Littlewoods. Let's do the shameless plug. So, how did that come about, Nadine? Working with Littlewoods and having a range.
That's a really good question, actually. I don't really know how it became about. No, to be honest, I've worked with the Littlewoods guys for on and off for a bit, doing that, like, you know, bougie little influencing thing, you know, oh, here I am, my Littlewoods dress. And I do genuinely like the clothes. It wasn't really a tough decision at all. So I do love the clothes. I've known the guys for a while, and they said they were doing this collaboration, these sort of two influencers. Oh, that's Minnie. Minnie, I'm on the radio.
Who's Minnie?
Talking to Jennifer Zamparelli. Minnie, you okay? One second.
Oh, one.
Jesus. Jenny, Minnie.
Hiya, Minnie.
Minnie,
Who's Minnie?
I'm on the radio. Are you okay? Right, okay, Jen.
Who's Minnie?
Right, Jen. Minnie is 95. Turn around, Minnie, love. And she needs a bra fastened, so I'm giving her a hand. Right, go on, Minnie.
Do you live with Minnie? What's the story there?
So literally, I've been living with Minnie for over a year. And there you go, love. You're done.
Thank you.
I'll tell Jennifer Zamparelli you said hi. All right, bab.
Oh, my God.
So basically, I live in the house. It's called Elder Home Share. It's this company called Elder Home Share, right? And what they do is they match up people who are, you know, single or like living on their own with so like me, with somebody elderly. So Minnie is actually grand. Her hearing's not great, but she's healthy. She's old, but she's healthy. So she lives in her own house. Sadly, her husband passed away 20 years ago, and her family come and see her all the time in the day, but she doesn't like to live by herself in the evening.
Right.
So I'm just living here, living my best life. Paying a portion of what I used to pay on rent, saving for a lovely house.
Nadine, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. Sorry, now, what is this called? Elder Home Share.
Elder Home Share. Yeah. So she just knocked on my door and asked me to do a bra up for her because she was struggling to get it on.
What else?
I'll help you strap up your bra, Minnie. No problem at all. She'll be mortified when she realised I was live on the air.
But listen, this is a great idea. I think this is such a lovely thing that we've just randomly come across. How did you come across it, the Elder Home Share? How did you hear about it?
It was on, I think, an RTÉ show. I saw it was spoken about on a show a few years ago. And I was like, well, that's a great idea. I said, when my granny was alive, I adored living with her. If I could still live with my granny, I would. Do you know what I mean? I've got no shame. I've done my years of living in fancy, bougie apartments, paying the rent. Do you know what I mean? I've done that. It's fine. And so for me, if I could live like this for a couple of years, save some bank, make it rain on a new house for myself.
Can I ask you?
And in the meantime, have a great time with Minnie. She's good crack.
Because do you know what?
Crack.
It's funny you should say that. Because do you post some pictures of her? I think I've seen
all
her on
time.
Your social.
All the time, Jen. So the latest is, right, because I'm not Minnie's carer. I'm just a caring person. You know, she has people to do all these sort of things that she needs, right? But Minnie's good crack. She used to work in show business. So she used to be a dancer in the 40s. She'd be at the Olympia, Cork Opera House, dancing away, right? So she knows about showbiz life. So I was like, Minnie, go on social media. We're bored. We're in the house. Do you want to do this? And she was like, I was sent a calendar. You know, a calendar thing. Normally you get chocolates, but this one's a L'Occitane one. You get little gifts every day. So every day now we've been opening the calendar, having a great time. She's like, oh, what a lovely cream. Oh, I must try that shower gel. Smells very nice. Like, she's good fun.
Yeah.
She's actually good fun. And she gets her own press drops now, love.
And what's it like? So when you first, do you pick your elderly person? Or how do you get matched?
So Saoirse, I know it's like a swipe left, quite right. Saoirse, who runs the company, right? So you have to interview with her. She learns about your personality. You get all your checks so they know that you're not crazy and some crazy murderer. And then obviously she gets to know the family and the elderly person. And then she simply matches people's personalities. So she knew Minnie worked in show business. You know, I kind of work in show business, let's call it that. So, like, she gets it. Like, even in the lockdown, I was saying, oh, Minnie, I've been asked to do this thing. And she was like, well, I wouldn't turn down the work. Do you know, she gets it. She gets it. So
she sounds
really
like
well.
She's fairly honest for a 94-year-old, did you say?
No, her memory is immaculate. Wow. It's kind of crazy. Apart from the fact I did tell her yesterday that I was going to be on the radio with you this morning. Apart from that.
She needed her bra done up, Nadine. Give her a break.
Like, focus and priority. Very important.
Can I ask you, what was it like when you first met her? Were you nervous, like going into the house going, hi, Minnie? Yeah, it was a bit weird.
"Hi, I'm moving in now." No, well, the first time I met her with her children, and I say children, but they're in the 70s and 60s. So I met her with the kids, yeah. And we just all had a little chat first, and they were like, "Right, Nadine, you know, you seem like a really good match for mom, blah blah." And the fact that I was on the telly, I think that was really good as well. So I gave her loads of stories that she can then talk to her family and friends about. "Oh, we saw Nadine on this." Every time that Littlewood's ads comes on, she screams up the stairs, "Nadine, Nadine, oh, you missed it. You missed it. You missed your advert." Like, she loves the chat.
Yeah.
So the fact that I have all these random things happening in my life, like this conversation now will be spoken about for a good while now. Trust me. She's like, "Oh, you're on the radio. Can we get that back? Can we listen to that again?"
Of course.
You know, explains how digital radio works, you know, like, it's brilliant. But no, like, she's just a lovely little old lady.
Yeah.
It's like the epitome of an Irish granny.
It's
mammy,
like a win-win.
You know?
It's a win-win because you're not paying extortionate rent. She's getting company without you being her full-time carer. It sounds lovely. God, so would you recommend this? Would you recommend it to people?
100%. If you're somebody who is just nice with people, do you know what I mean? Like, you can see sometimes, literally, if I'm working upstairs all day, typing away, doing whatever I'm doing on my calls, I'll be like, "Okay, let me go downstairs. And we'll sit and have a cup of tea." Like, "Oh, Minnie, go on. Have you seen the news? What's going on? Go on, tell us the bad news today, Min."
Yeah.
"Oh, this has happened. And I read this funny thing in the paper." You know, just a little chat. That's all it is. And I hope when I'm in my 90s, I know a few Nadines. Because we're good crack. It's good company. And I learned things from her. Like, I didn't even realise that she was alive during the war. There's loads of stuff that she's told me. I'm like, "What? You were around then? I thought you were dancing while there was a war going on." And she's given me a good perspective about this second lockdown as well.
What's her perspective on it? What's her take on it?
She was dancing around during a war. You carried on. You carried on. You found a way. You
put on your sparkly dress and you get up there.
You kicked them legs up at the Olympia or the Gaiety and you got paid and you went home. Do you know, you just find a way. She doesn't dwell in that negative space for too long, actually. She does a bit of it. "Oh, we should be careful. It's very scary. Someone else has died." And then it's kind of like, "Oh, well, get back to work. What we've got to keep doing."
Yeah. That amazing attitude and amazing to be around someone like that.
It is. It really is. And I notice when I post things, people are like, "Oh, she reminds me of my nanny. She reminds me of this. She reminds me of that." Like, if we're lucky, it'll happen to us all, Jennifer.
Oh,
you know,
God.
If we're lucky, it'll happen to us all. So Minnie has been a really great influence in my life. And she literally is, I'd say she's the oldest influencer. She had a free cushion sent to her the other day. And she was like, "Oh, this feels lovely. I can really get me back into it, you know," and all of this. And I swear, they're probably sold out of the cushion.
I'd say
loads
so.
Of people are like, "I must get one of them for me nan. I must get one of them for my mum." So no, it's a great thing. It is a great thing. And we even have really interesting chats about, you know, Black History, all these different, you know, governments.
Does she know it's Black History Month this month?
I think she, well, to be honest, Minnie's the kind of Irish nan mam that will say things to me like, "Oh, now, Nadine, are you sure it's okay to say black? Because we wouldn't have said that, you know." So we've had all these kind of conversations, and she'll kind of pause and go, "There's a lovely black family on Coronation Street, but I don't quite understand the story." I'm like, "Really, maybe because I'm black, I'll understand. Let's have a look at that. Let's see if I can translate for you."
But
so
isn't
we
it
just
great
have
that she's
these
learning.
Open chats.
She's learning and you're learning.
Loads.
And it's the most gorgeous thing I've ever
it's
heard.
It's very random.
It's very random. But it makes sense. It makes sense.
Really makes sense. That's all we need in the world to make sense.
Especially now. When, you know, young people, if you're a student, whatever, you're not really going out and partying or doing anything, or if, you know, you're living alone. This is a great way for you to have an absolute gem of a housemate who's not going to be annoying you because they're just going to do their own thing.
I know. She goes to bed later than I do, though, I have to say. she goes to bed later. I'm like, "Good night then, Minnie.
What's the food situation? Do you share food? Do you put your name on stuff? How does it work?"
Nah, like her family bring around food, to be honest. I've made a few, like I will cook a few bits, but she's like, "But no spices, no spices." "No spice. Oh, I'll just have a little bit, just a small bit, no spices." And she has lots of cups of tea, but her grandson's fiance was called Isabel, bought her a little cup. Because she only likes small cups of tea, not a big cup. So she goes, oh, I'll have a nizzy. Minnie, do you want a cup of tea? I'll have a nizzy cup. You know, this kind of thing.
Hilarious. She goes, yes. She sounds amazing. Every night,
I'm like, good night, Minnie. I will just say me a few prayers and go up. And she gets out the little book, which I think belonged to her sister. Like the stories. I didn't know that that spire used to be Nelson's column. She goes, we used to walk up there. Like, she's taught me so much about Ireland.
Of course. Well, she's been around long enough, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. Well, look at us having all the chats about Minnie. Gosh, is there something else I'm supposed to talk to you about?
Don't worry about it. This is far more important. My producer just sent me in a message. If anybody out there wants to do the same... It's elderhomeshare.ie. Saoirse is the woman that runs it, did you say?
Saoirse. She's very nice. She's got such a calming voice and she's very kind of welcoming and open. Because at first I was a bit like, oh God, am I going to be a carer? Because, you know, yeah. I don't have to bathe an old lady, whatever those things are. Like, I wouldn't really be experienced in any of that.
Not what you're signing up for, yeah.
And then she was like, no, you don't have to do that. I was like, oh, thank God. Do you know what I mean? Not that, you know, obviously there's people that do that, but they're trained professionals. They know what they're doing. And I would be just mortified if I have to do that. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh God, am I doing this right? And do you know what I mean? I can barely wash myself.
Oh, totally. And listen, I think this kind of thing, if you think it's for you, it's kind of solving two things, elderly loneliness and the housing situation crisis.
Exactly.
It's phenomenal.
No, it is. And I've been here over a year. I've been over a year now. And I guess if you're lucky like me, Minnie's from a wonderful family. Her and her husband raised three incredible kids. And I'm calling them kids and they're like, you know, twice my age. Not twice my age, but, you know. And they're so considerate. Mm. They're so helpful. If I needed something, they'd help me out. If I needed to go somewhere, they, you know, have the chats with me. They involve me. They were always inviting me to their houses, you know, oh, did you come to British Bay, come to here. I've been for lovely dinners with them. Like, they're just grand. They just sound lovely people and they care about their mother. They really care. They care about her. They see her every day. If they're not calling her, they're coming round, you know, only one a day now, you know, for the thing, just to check on her, make sure she has everything she needs. But
somebody just texted me saying, Jen, I am loving this chat with Nadine and her chat about Minnie. You could hear her through the exchange with Minnie walked in that Nadine is lovely to live with. I want to live with Nadine and I'm 20.
Hon. Another 80 years we'll have a chat about.
Well, Nadine, I'll let you get back to Minnie. Can you give her our regards? Gosh.
Oh, I will. She'll be absolutely scarlet for herself now.
Minnie,
but
big hello
I'll
to
put
Minnie
it in a nice way. I will. Thank you.
You're listening
Thank
back
you.
And you're an absolute legend. And just to get your shameless plug out of the way, where can people find all these gorgeous clothes on Little Woods?
Littlewoods.ie on the website. Enjoy. The great thing about this collection that I'm part of is that if you put on those extra COVID pounds, if you're a bit more of a chunk than you were before, don't hate yourself too much. Just get something nice, make yourself feel good in an outfit. Up to size 28.
Amazing. Nadine, you're an absolute star.
It.
Thank you
you're
so much.
You're a star.
Keep I'll talk to you soon. Jen. Bye, Nadine.
Make good choices. Have
okay.
a good day.
Thanks. Bye. There we go. And if... Jeez, wasn't expecting that, were you? So just to tell you guys again, Elder Homeshare provides peace of mind for elderly citizens to live at home by matching them with Homeshare companions. What a gorgeous idea. You can go to www.elderhomeshare.ie. Go and check it out. It's solving two things in a oneer. You know, elderly loneliness and maybe the housing crisis. We need to get Saoirse on the phone.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.